Monster Man, Episode 512, Cloud Ray. Hello, and welcome to Monster Man, a show about monsters, because monsters are great. I'm James Holloway, and I'm reading my way through the gaming books of yesteryear. And as I do, I'm taking a look at the monsters that I find in them, their history, their mythology, their ecology, their imagery, and how to use them in games. In today's episode, we are continuing our journey through the monsters of Athas, the post-apocalyptic planet that is home to the Dark Sun setting for Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition. Now, today's episode is going to be a pretty short one for organizational reasons. I want to do all the Athasian drakes together. That's going to make our next episode long, but it leaves me with one odd monster between the previous one and the drakes, and that's the Cloud Ray. So this is going to be pretty short, but hopefully the next one will be a little longer and it'll average out. So, what is a cloud ray? A cloud ray is, well, I mean, it's like a ray, like a stingray or a manta ray. A huge manta ray-like creature that flies around the skies of Athas. And I think, again, at low levels, they're sort of to be understood as a not in Kansas anymore background monster. You look up and you see cloud rays soaring majestically through the air above you, and you know that you're not in your grandpa's fantasy world. A bit like looking up and seeing a zeppelin as a way of knowing that you're in an alternate timeline in a science fiction story. Credit for that observation goes to Ken Height, who then asked, like, does that mean that our 1920s and 1930s were actually an alternate timeline? But anyway, yeah, they go gliding slowly. Does Athas have two moons? It should. It's just one of those kind of pieces of exotic sword and planet scene setting. Up close, they're a little bit less ray looking. They've got four eyes, for instance, but they do have a barbed tail that ends in a spiky weapon called a zip, which they also use to communicate with other cloud rays through a kind of semaphore. I like the idea that they're intelligent. We also later learned that they can use their psionic powers to dream travel. So there's a sense that they have more of a consciousness than you would expect, but since you don't interact with them meaningfully other than to kind of flee from their hunger, it's an alien consciousness. You're never going to have a conversation with one. In terms of combat, the Cloud Ray is your classic swallow-you-whole monster, a bit like the Ray Comma Giant in classic AD&D, but with a unique Athasian twist. So it's a big boy, and it will swoop down. They're about 100 feet long, that's about 30 meters for my metric listeners, and they will swoop down and strike with their tail, which could be enough to kill the average target since it does a robust 5d10 damage. It then whips around in the next round and hits the target with its bite attack, doing an additional 10d10 damage if the last one wasn't spicy enough for you. Once the victim is inside the monster, in the unlikely event that they've just survived an average of, you know, 70 or 80 damage, they might be expecting in classic D&D form to wind up in a capacious stomach full of undigested treasure and have the opportunity to hack their way out. Certainly there are a lot of monsters in the first edition monster manual that function in this way. But the joke is on them, because this is Athas and everything is spiky and grim. So unlike your typical first edition swallow holer, the Cloud Ray doesn't even really have a proper stomach. It has a very alien digestive system that begins by grinding prey to bits with its interior jaw, which is lined with cartilaginous ridges. Now, I will say that probably a living creature that has just survived the attacks of the Cloud Ray is probably enough of a beast that a few cartilaginous ridges aren't going to stop it from cleaving its way out, but still. These are enormous monsters, and the entry describes them as being capable of taking out an entire village, which sounds right to me. I like the detail that although they are psionic, they hate being psionically contacted, and it sends them into a fury. Instead, they mainly use their powerful telekinesis to stay aloft despite being enormous, so they have levitation and wind control, which are unique abilities that they use without having to spend any points, which is just basically a sort of explanation for why can they fly when they're so enormous. Another thing they do with their telekinetic abilities is maintain an inertial barrier around themselves. This is a psionic power that absorbs damage, because apparently having up to 24 plus 7 HD isn't good enough. I guess, in fairness, they do have a pretty reasonable AC of 5, since presumably it is hard to miss something that size. But the inertial barrier basically means that you can't sort of bring them down with a massed barrage. I am no expert on the psionics rules, but I think a large number of attacks from relatively low damage missile weapons is exactly the sort of thing that an inertial barrier will help protect you against. So you probably need some kind of psychic mumbo-jumbo to nullify the barrier, and then a barrage of fire. I mean, they're an opponent for, like, an army. Is there, like, an airspace game in Dark Sun? Because this monster does attack ground targets, but it says that they like to prey on flying humanoids. We also had the Chithrang, right? It was a ground-based monster that attacked aerial targets. So is there a common PC race in Athas that can fly? Or are characters going to be soaring across the landscape in hot air balloons? Given the sort of general quality of the ground in Athas, you can kind of see what they'd want to. But I honestly don't know. Alright, so like I said, that's going to be a pretty brief episode. But in our next episode, we're going to dive into drakes. And I don't mean ducks, I'm talking about little baby dragons. Only in this version of the game, I don't think they are little baby dragons. They seem to be somewhat unique creatures. So I'm looking forward to finding out more about the Athasian Drake next time, right here on Monster Man, a show about monsters, because monsters are great. Thank you for listening. If you've got a favorite monster or something you'd like me to talk about, why not get in touch? I'm on Twitter as @GonzoHistory, on Mastodon as GonzoHistory@dice.camp, or you can find me on Instagram at MonsterManGonzo, or drop me an email, GonzoHistory@gmail.com. Our theme music is an extract from Solve the Damn Mystery by Jesse Spillane from the album Descent of the Goober Monster and is used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Our cover art is by Ray Otis. Thanks for listening, and please join me next time for Monster Man, a show about monsters, because monsters are great.